This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is set to speak this hour about new sanctions imposed against Russia for alleged election interference and cyber warfare. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The administration is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions on dozens of people and companies. It's also going after Moscow's ability to borrow money by banning American financial institutions from buying Russian bonds directly from Russian institutions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the moves are aimed at holding the Kremlin accountable for reckless actions. Moscow's warning it too will retaliate for what it calls aggressive behavior. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan Thursday to sell Afghan leaders and a wary public on President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw all American troops from the country and end America's longest war. Blinken sought to reassure senior Afghan politicians that the United States remains committed to the country, despite Biden's announcement on Wednesday that the 2,500 U.S. soldiers remaining in the country would be coming home before September 11th. At a news conference, Blinken said he has one clear message for the Afghan people as U.S. forces prepare to leave.
That our partnership with Afghanistan is enduring. We will remain side by side. Going forward,
Blinken told Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at the presidential palace in Kabul that he wanted to demonstrate with the visit the ongoing commitment of the United States to the Islamic Republic and the people of Afghanistan. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.